In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Gosh, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa, the Cascadian dark ale that brings holiday cheer to your glass. Get on the naughty list with Bad Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague, brought to you by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa. Cascadian dark ale, slay your thirst with each sip of the Northwest's favorite seasonal beer, now at your local grocers. Bad Santa, hello.
Ho, ho, ho. I taught the little guy how to say ho, ho, ho. We're having a lot of fun with that.
How's that going?
What's Santa say? Ho, ho, ho. Very cute, very delightful.
Ah, kids, man. When they're that young,
they're the best.
Anything they can say with their little voices is adorable. Our final Connolly's Quarterly. It's it. This is it.
This is the final run.
Regular season's over.
Fourth quarter.
It's conference title game.
Hold up your fours, everybody.
Fours are up.
Crunch
Bill.
Time.
Bill, hold up your fours. You got your four up?
Sure. We'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah, all right. We'll pretend you're doing it. Yeah. Play the game with us. You know, I don't have any fun on a Tuesday. God forbid. I'll give you a take here. We got a lot to get into, and thank you for hopping on with us. We have appreciated Connolly's Quarterly. It's been a fun addition to the show this year. Big fan of you. We go all the way back to your SB Nation days, buddy. Nobody brings that up but us.
Yeah.
So I read your latest piece, your college football prediction and rankings, and I'm like, dude, this guy's so good. Oh my God, he's so smart. Ohio State versus the field? This guy's an idiot. I mean, I hear everything you're saying. My take is I don't think Ohio State's getting to the title game, and I understand everything you're going to give me is numbers-based, which is evidence and actual facts versus my feelings and opinions. But other than the Michigan game, I don't know how tested they've truly been. And I think a lot of these teams are very, very close in talent with the portal additions. And so I'm going to go on a limb and say Ohio State will not get to the title game, but you're kind of leaning. It feels like you think it's kind of Ohio State and the field. Not that they'll win it for sure, but it's Ohio State, and then we'll see what happens with the collective.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 12-team playoff. It's a legit tournament, and so you can't really be incredibly confident saying one team's going to win it. So we'll start there. Granted, I mean, Ohio State, it's one quarter into last year's playoff, it was kind of like, okay, well, they're winning it. They're in. But, I just, you know, if it's not an Ohio State versus the field thing, which was probably an exaggeration, it does. I struggle with anybody else being the favorite, at the very least, just because – man, it just felt like they're in third gear the entire year. They rarely had to absolutely hit the throttle. And then you look up and in their last 11 games, they've won by 70, 28, 18, 39, 18, 34. Like they just haven't been tested. And part of that's because they haven't allowed anybody to test them. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Ohio State is we don't know. Like Julian Sayin facing like Texas Tech's pass rush for a full 60 minutes, if Tech's offense is able to score enough, like we don't know those high pressure situations, getting hit a lot, having to score in the fourth quarter. It's not that they can't do that. We just don't know that they can because we haven't seen it. So there is that. That's absolutely a reason to doubt them. Is, you know, it's probably good to have at least had to sweat a little bit. But man, I just after seeing what they did last year, shifting into fifth gear in mid-December, felt like the entire year this year was, don't worry about it. We're going to do enough, and then we're going to shift into gear in mid-December. And if they do, that's terrifying.
Do you have a Venmo, Bill?
I do, but I don't know. Like, I guess it would benefit me to share it on air.
Don't share it on air. I'll text you. Let's make a sandwich bet. I don't think they get to the title game. Ooh. I think they're going to get beat prior to. Would you take the sandwich bet? Just a sandwich bet. Your local deli.
I guess, but also I hope you're right, because it'd be a lot more fun if you were right.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Yeah, back-to-back champs are always a little boring. Give me some fresh blood. Like, on that note, Bill, I'm curious where you're at on Oregon, where they incredibly banged up on offense the last handful of weeks. We all circled November and said, man, this is going to be a gauntlet. Can they survive? You got to go to Iowa. You got to play USC at home. No offense to Minnesota. I know that they were in there too. And then you got to go to Seattle at the end of the year. And they're finding ways to win in different ways. And I don't want to sit on a fence, but like, part of me sees them being able to beat everybody in the field while also simultaneously losing potentially to 9 of the 12 teams. Cause they're good, but have they shown their fastball? There's just a lot of questions on Oregon going in. Where are you at on the Ducks now that they've punched their ticket?
Well, I don't really have I do kind of feel the same doubt about the offense. And I don't completely know why. Like, they're higher ranked on offense in terms of like points per drive. They're eighth on offense, 10th on defense, yards per play. They're in the top 10. They don't have a good reason. But it does feel like, you know, they're not as good as other teams when it comes to like passing downs. They stay on schedule better than just about anybody in the country. They're not as good as other teams on like 3rd and 7. So maybe that backfires, but I think you're right. They're right in the middle. They're 4th in SP plus. If I were to do my own little power ranking, they'd be like 5th or 6th at absolute worst, which puts you right in the middle. You can beat number 1 and you can lose to number 10. And it's going to be interesting. Obviously, you know, if they learn something from last year, I don't know what you can learn from last year. They got run over by a smoking hot team. But if that helps them come out of the gate firing a little better this year in any way, then that can only benefit them too. So, this is I love the more I think about it, the more I love the number 12 as the playoff. And part of the reason is you've got 4, 5, 6 teams there that could absolutely bow out of the first round or win the title.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bill Conley's joining us, ESPN.com. His latest piece, the Week 14 recap. He dives into the college football playoff preview, conference title games, favorites. He dives into all of it. He's really good. The godfather of the SP Plus, our very good friend Bill Conley on Twitter at ESPN_BillC for Connolly's final quarterly conference championship weekend here. And I think everybody that wants to have you on a radio program is going to go, who do you got, Georgia or Bama, Bill? And I want to go, should the ACC have railroaded their own metrics to put Miami in so they wouldn't be sitting in with a stupid 7-5 Duke team in the title game?
Oh, I love that they did, though. This is my favorite. My two favorite scenarios for this weekend is Duke wins and like UNLV gets into the playoff and Alabama loses and BYU wins and they have to figure out, do we actually punish Bama or do we screw Notre Dame instead? Number one, I do think, you know, everybody had to come up with these outlandish tiebreakers all of a sudden without like any sort of track record to call on. And every single conference, of course, because this is college football, every single conference did it differently and didn't talk to anybody else with what they were doing. But I do think the lesson we've learned over these last few weeks is, okay, use head-to-head if you can, common opponents, sure, and after that, just go straight to the CFP ranking. Like, because that was where ACC screwed up. If Duke got in because of their opponent's conference, average conference record, like they were trying to throw a strength of schedule thing into it, when nobody plays each other, then that doesn't even really matter. So I assume it's a pretty easy fix to just go with, as like the third tiebreaker for everybody, go with straight ranking. And if you're like the Conference USA and you don't have a team in the ranking, then just go to, AP poll votes or computer average or whatever pretty quickly, because otherwise you're just not determining who was better anymore. And, but like I said, their loss is our gain. We could get somebody absolutely hilarious into the playoff now, and I enjoy it.
Dan Mullen making a playoff in year one at UNLV would be hilarious. They might even be coming to Eugene, Oregon. We'll see how it all shakes out. I'm curious to ask you, Bill, like, last year it felt it lost a little bit of its importance, and this year it feels like it's even more so, and that is conference championship weekend. Because last year, at least, you had the top four seeds were going to go to conference championship teams. Now, my team ended up getting railroaded by that because we had to play Ohio State in our first game. Now, I don't know about you, Ohio State, Indiana, the loser of that game is still going to be in the top four. I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia loses again. They stay in the top four, and they just put Bama in the top four as well. Like, there's not going to be a big punishment there. So while on one hand I'm excited about watching good teams play, we didn't see Indiana and Ohio State play, I'm fascinated to see how the game shakes out. It doesn't really matter that much in the grand scheme of things. I'm curious to ask you, one, do you feel the same way about this weekend? And two, if you do, how would you want it reimagined? What is a way to spruce this back up to make it be a weekend where it seems like, and I don't want to do that for every conference because Big 12, BYU could get in, and to our point, the ACC could blow the entire sport up if Duke finds a way to win, but it does seem like this weekend has lost its luster in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, for two conferences specifically, obviously. Everybody else, it still matters. BYU could absolutely clinch a spot. That all, for seven conferences this weekend still matters. But for the Big Ten and SEC, and they legislated it themselves. I used to complain all the time about the BCS, how, like, if we didn't like the result, we changed how the computer part of it. We changed everything to fit what just happened, and we screwed something else up, and we didn't just let it play out over a number of years. 1 year of the 12-team playoff, and we changed a big portion of it. And it meant that the Big Ten championship game went from meaning a little something like a bye to nothing at all. And that stinks. Like, just stop tweaking things after the tiny sample. Of course, I just told everybody to tweak their tiebreakers, so whatever. What's funny is, like, obviously, any injuries that come from this, like Carson Beck last year, that's going to be the number one thing coming from the Big Ten and SEC title games. But for the Big Ten championship especially, what I've learned over the years is, like, these games that mean something but also don't mean everything are usually the most fun because teams are going to play a little looser. And so it's going to be two awesome teams playing pretty loose ball, knowing if they don't, like, they can be aggressive, because if they lose, it's not the end of the world. Should be entertaining at the very least, and it should be a good data point for Indiana, just knowing, okay, here's where we stand with the behemoth that we couldn't beat last year, and now we get another chance. But it's almost like a mulligan for them. It'll be useful in that way, but yeah, I mean, if Fernando Mendoza gets hurt or something, that's going to be the only thing that goes away from it. As far as fixes go, I mean, the best thing I can come up with is, the thing that I rail against the Big Ten all the time because I hate most of what they do or propose as far as playoffs go and everything. But in 2020, in the COVID season, one of the only good things that came from any of that was the Big Ten's idea of basically creating that last weekend's pairings based on standings and having everybody play an extra game. That's kind of what they, I guess, wanted to do with the play-in thing. I hate the idea of a play-in, but basically creating that ninth game as championship weekend, having your title game, having Ohio State and Indiana play, pairing everybody else off, trying to, give them another data point, but making sure that the top two teams aren't punished by having to play a 13th game, that's the best I can do. It feels like that'd be a way to kind of keep the championships but not make it seem like a punishment, because it kind of almost seems like a punishment right now.
Well, we're super against it. I won't be able to ask you if you've ever pretended to have a dog to be likable in any aspect of your life, so I won't ask you that question. I will ask you, Jamarcus Shepherd got hired by Oregon State, wide receiver coach from Bama. They released a video, a motivating video and everything. People pretty high on the hire. I'm just curious, do you have any thoughts on Oregon State going Jamarcus Shepherd?
I mean, energy experience in the Northwest, like that combination, I think was a good one. Obviously, you know, when everybody else is hiring like actual experienced head coaches that I can react to a better sample size, you know, I'm going to have stronger opinions about those. And this one, it's kind of, you know, it's hard to form a strong opinion. But yeah, I mean, he certainly checks boxes. Only the people who interviewed him know how ready he is to be a head coach, and I guess even they don't know. We're going to find out. But it at least makes sense. All I want from the coaching carousel is logic, and I can follow the logic here. The only one I can't follow the logic with is Pat Fitzgerald at Michigan State, but that's another story entirely. but there's logic, and that's really now if he can scare up fundraising and recruit well, relatively speaking, then you know maybe it'll turn out well.
So you would have had more of an opinion if it was Paul Christ.
Yes, I would have absolutely had or Pat Fitzgerald. I would have had a strong opinion about that one.
The chuckle there on Christ, is that I think it's better to take a swing, or like, is that a different kind of chuckle?
I think we've found since Paul Christ left Wisconsin that he could have been a lot worse. But in that, if those were my two options, I would have probably gone with Shepard.
Okay, there we go. Good stuff. Bill Connerly, so kind this year with four stops throughout the college football season. We call it Connerly's Quarterly. We had a lot of fun doing it. Thank you so much, Bill, for hopping on. Great stuff on the Week 14 recap, and we'll catch up with you hopefully throughout the playoff.
Sounds good.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.